This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early fall, the third week of the autumn apple-picking moon, and the third week of the sun in Virgo. My Sunday morning is quiet and lazy. Clear sky, the air soft and mild. An occasional breeze follows the butterflies. A giant swallowtail butterfly, two monarchs, three yellow tiger swallowtails, four cabbage whites. The butterfly effect seems to move the floppy leaves of the maple tree nearby and push the drifts of zinnias and cannas back and forth. The sidle of the flowers and foliage soothes me, and I allow the ultimate concerns that I have to settle into the deep time of wings and blossoms. Sparrows gather on the ground around the bird feeders, swoop to the honeysuckles at any noise from the street, then return one by one until the next fright. They're back and forth, complimenting the lapping of the breeze and the wing-induced breathing of the landscape. The fledglings, the youngest of the birds, feed and escape with the flock. Their adolescence has gone on for months, momentum growing with the summer. Throughout June, July, August, and September, the parents taught their young and the lessons finally took hold. The fledglings have their place now beside the adults, and the new flock is fully formed. The birds and the butterflies grace the yard together, completing their cycles with autumn. The butterfly effect and the fledgling effect together, making the whole world move. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early fall. In the meantime, watch for butterflies and birds moving the planet with their wings.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.